Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, folks, you're not going to want to miss any of the show, but especially when I introduce new segments. And this one came to me yesterday. If you didn't catch the news, a Reagan-appointed federal court judge has resigned, basically in protest over what Donald Trump represents: lawlessness, mayhem, foolishness, attacking the independence of the judiciary, undermining the apolitical role that both the Department of Justice and the FBI should have in these United States. He wrote a scathing, scathing rebuke of the Trump administration in The Atlantic. This got my juices flowing. And starting this Friday, we're going to do it every Friday sometime in that first 4 o'clock hour. I'm going to call this segment This Week in Federal Government Purges, whether by resignation, firing, or just forcing people out. I'm going to be focusing and bringing to your attention those people who have left or are leaving the federal government, either by choice or by being forced out, that should really be a warning sign to all of us, regardless of which party we may favor in any given electoral cycle. Here's part of that, and there were a couple of other headlines that I wanted to bring to your attention. I'm teasing them now for Friday. Again, we're going to do this every Friday, sometime in the 4 o'clock hour. You've heard about this White House, the Donald Trump demanded investigation into John Brennan. Well, it had been proceeding in the U.S. Attorney's office in Philadelphia. But the U.S. attorneys and the assistant U.S. attorneys in that office were putting up a lot of roadblocks, throwing a lot of flags on the play, calling out all kinds of concerns they had over the investigation. So Pam Bondi plucked it from Philadelphia and put it into the U.S. District Attorney's office in the Southern District of Florida. And two frontline prosecutors from that office have now resigned. I'm going to talk more about this on Friday, but these are the sorts of things that are incredibly concerning, and they're happening all over the federal government. So we're going to dedicate some time every week on Fridays in the 4 o'clock hour to This Week in Purges from the federal government. Here's another bit of legal news. We had a bright spot on Monday with the Supreme Court refusing to take up a case which could have led to overturning legalized marriage or marriage equal access for folks that are LGBTQIA+. So that was good news. But in bad news, the individual, the person today, has also asked the Supreme Court to overturn the verdict that was issued against him in the civil case that found that he had sexually abused and defamed writer E. Jean Carroll. So watch that space. And last but not least, this little bit of legal news. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche has notified a federal judge in New Jersey that the Trump administration and the Department of Homeland Security have finally removed tweets about Representative LaMonica McIver, she's a Democrat from New Jersey, relating to her arrest in May that stemmed from her showing up as a congresswoman to observe what was happening at an ICE facility within her congressional district in New Jersey. Because, you know, federal law enforcement aren't supposed to do that. You're not really supposed to try to poison the jury pool and inflame people's prejudices when you're prosecuting someone, you know, because that's not objective, neutral, or apolitical, which is what the administration of law enforcement should always be in a democracy. Last but not least, this bit of news from the Wall Street Journal today. The Federal Housing Finance Agency director, this is this guy named Bill Pulte, and I'm going to get to this a little bit later in the show as well, his great idea about how to make home ownership more accessible for people by making it more expensive. Weird, but true. I'll talk about that a wee bit later on the show. But this from a headline in the Wall Street Journal today. Fannie Mae watchdogs have been probing how Pulte obtained mortgage records of key Democrats. Yeah, I'm kind of curious. How is it that it's just Democrats that are being investigated for these sorts of mortgage frauds? For example, state attorney general in Texas, Ken Paxton, apparently has three or four houses that he has claimed as his primary residence to get lower mortgage rates. I think I missed the federal prosecution of General Paxton. Weird, huh? In any case, in this general theme of champagne for my real friends, if you're Donald Trump, and real pain for all my sham friends, and how that theory has infected the administration of justice in this country under Donald Trump, very happy to be joined by my friend and yours, Jeff Mandel, the president and general counsel for Law Forward, based right here in Wisconsin. Welcome back, Jeff.
Thanks, Maggie. Good to be here.
Yeah, a bizarre through line whenever I look at any of sort of the legal wonky bits of headlines in any given day. And again, it's, you know, there's rules for people that oppose Donald Trump politically, and then there's different rules for everybody else. And we saw evidence of that over the weekend. Donald Trump has pardoned Rudy Giuliani and 77 others who were accused of election fraud, actual election fraud in 2020, including Sidney Powell, John Eastman, Ken Cheeseborough, Mark Meadows, and many Wisconsin Republicans who were part of the conspiracy, the fraud to mock up completely fabricated and fraudulent slates of electors, and frankly, hand them to Senator Ron Johnson with hopes that he would hand them to Vice President Pence on January 6th to try to basically steal the election from Joe Biden back then. Your organization, Law Forward, has brought complaints before the Office of Lawyer Regulation here in the state of Wisconsin about a number of these people who did this fake electors election fraud here in Wisconsin who are lawyers. Tell us more about what Law Forward has done to try to bring some accountability. And does the pardon by Donald Trump of all of these fraudsters from 2020 have anything to do, any impact on state prosecutions of these people? There's a handful of them here in Wisconsin, in addition to those ethics complaints that are currently pending for some of the lawyers. So explain to us how all that works here and what your organization has been up to bring some accountability.
So let's start with the important part, which is that the pardon that President Trump issued Sunday night does not have any effect on ongoing state prosecutions, including the criminal prosecution here in Wisconsin of Attorney Jim Troupas, of Attorney Ken Cheeseborough, and of Mike Roman, who was a lawyer working in Washington for the Trump campaign. It does not have any effect on state disciplinary proceedings, including the legal ethics proceedings that are ongoing here in the state of Wisconsin against Jim Troupas and against Andrew Hitt, who's an attorney and acted as the chairman of the fraudulent electors meeting here in Wisconsin in 2020. Law Forward was at the forefront of this, and it's something I'm truly proud of. In February of 2021, we were the first folks in the entire country complaining about this. We filed that day our ethics complaint against Andrew Hitt with the Office of Lawyer Regulation. If any of your listeners are saying, well, wait a minute, that means it's been almost 5 years and it's still pending, then you're paying attention and you've got it exactly right. We filed a complaint with the Wisconsin Elections Commission against those 10 people for subverting or trying to subvert the will of the voters and the actual election results. And we filed a criminal complaint with the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office. When we didn't get the results we wanted from those things, we filed the first in the country civil lawsuit against the fraudulent electors here in Wisconsin. And we did that with our friends at Georgetown Law School who helped us. And we were able to use one of, as you know, Maggie, one of the great tools of litigation is that you get discovery. You get to ask the other side what the facts are. You get to see all the documents and the emails and the text exchanges. And we were able through that to unearth materials that no one had seen before. Even the January 6th Select Committee had not found some of this material. And we were able to show that this entire scheme had started in Wisconsin. And if it hadn't happened in Wisconsin, it never would have happened anywhere else. And we settled that case so that we could make all those documents public before the 2024 election. We could show exactly what happened and make sure everyone understood. And after we did that, it was then that Attorney General Call filed the, the criminal complaint against the lawyers who were really at the heart of this and were the ones who conceived of it and were driving the process. So yes, the president has now pardoned all these people, but there weren't any federal prosecutions or federal investigations ongoing. This really doesn't change much. What it does is it underscores for all the rest of us how improper and how dangerous to our democracy this scheme was. You don't get pardoned if you didn't do anything wrong. You just don't.
Yeah, it's truly stunning to me, especially because considering that it is extraordinarily difficult to get disbarred. Like, that is a very, very high bar. And just as evidence of how clear and absolutely illegal, unethical, like pick your descriptor here, as an illustration of that, Rudy Giuliani was disbarred both in the state of New York and Washington, D.C. In addition, lest any of us forget, Rudy Giuliani has also declared bankruptcy because he was found liable to the tune of $148 million for these very same lies that were suborned, furthered, and had an actual conspiracy go forward here in the state of Wisconsin to steal the 2020 election when he lied about two election workers in Georgia and basically destroyed their lives. Like, these women live under constant threat. They've had to move multiple times. Of course, now Mr. Giuliani is calling for his law licenses to be reinstated. Jeff, let me ask you this question. Do you have any insight into where the criminal investigation by Attorney General Call's office stands with respect to Mr.'s Roman, Troupas, and Cheeseboro, or where the Office of Lawyer Regulations investigation as to whether or not both Mr. Troupas and Andrew Hitt made affirmative misrepresentation, knowing lies, in trying to forward this actual scheme and plot to steal the 2020 election? Where do these matters stand?
Well, the good news is that the Attorney General's prosecution of Troupas, Cheeseboro, and Roman is moving forward. It's in the Dane County Circuit Court. The defendants said, oh, you have to throw this case out. There's nothing here. And the court dispatched that. The court said, no, we're moving forward. So that case is proceeding. The wheels of justice, of course, turn slowly. In fact, the most remarkable thing in what you said about Mr. Giuliani is that that case is already done, and he has been found liable for all of that. The OLR process, I think, is largely on, it's a bit of a black box, but we think it's largely on hold while we're waiting for the prosecution to move forward.
Folks, Jeff Mandel, President and General Counsel of Law Forward. Jeff, can you stick around for another segment, because I wanted us to just kind of zoom out and take a really big picture view of what we've got going on here. It's a lot to keep track of. Folks, stick with us. We've got Jeff Mandel for another segment right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. We're going to talk about what all of this means when we think about the 2026 elections here in Wisconsin and everything that's on the line for you and your family. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.